Concours Écricom 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 8. Walk slowly and carry a big file. The French Guide to Laziness. France could be in big trouble. The appearance of a book advising people to be lazy at work is expected to become one of the best-read manuals of the summer, writes Matthew Campbell. Some may scoff that it did not need to be written, and Bonjour Paris, or Hello Laziness, is unlikely to please a government trying to coax citizens into working longer hours. The subject is stated bluntly on the cover: the art and necessity of doing as little as possible in the workplace. Corinne Mayer, the author, insisted it was tongue-in-cheek, but her employer, EDF, the French electricity company, is not amused. "It seems they did not like my book," she said in an interview, adding that she has been summoned to a disciplinary hearing accused of trying to rot the system from within. In her book, she argues that loyalty and hard work are so rarely rewarded that employees lose nothing by doing as little as possible without being fired, a tactic she calls passive resistance. She recommends calling in sick and converting to Islam or Judaism simply to get days off for religious reasons. The book, whose title is a play on the 1950s Françoise Sagan novel Bonjour Tristesse, Hello Sadness, defies warnings from Jean-Pierre Raffarin, the Prime Minister, that the 35-hour week risks turning France into a holiday camp. The problem, in Mayer's view, is not the hours, but the meaningless nature of many jobs. "People don't dream anymore," said Mayer, who has two children with her psychologist boyfriend. "These big companies want to turn us all into drones." "The important thing," she argues, "is to seem to be busy," and she advises carrying files when in the office. "If you carry a newspaper, people will suspect that you are going to the lavatory." Nor should workers accept extra responsibilities. "If you must do some work, do it at the slowest possible speed. Don't set any dangerous precedents by showing your boss you're a fast worker." EDF, which is in dispute with unions about privatization, declined to comment on the book pending a meeting on August the 17th with Mayer, a part-time economist. She received a memo accusing her of leaving meetings early. "I'm a bit worried about being punished," said Mayer, "but the book has interested a lot of people and the unions are supporting me." The book is certain to fuel the debate about French attitudes to labour. Some employers are demanding longer hours for the same pay in exchange for not relocating to new European Union member states. If Mayer's ideas take hold, however, the other countries might seem even more appealing to employers. Fin du texte numéro 8.